You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartsell, Alabama, so stay tuned.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Mountain Brook, Alabama. As we talk to Beth Davis, the CEO and president of the Breast Cancer Research Foundation of Alabama, we have some special events we're going to talk about across the state of Alabama, and I'm glad to be here at the Breast Cancer Research Foundation of Alabama office in Mountain Brook, Alabama today. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Beth Davis.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I appreciate it.
Glad to have you, and I appreciate having the organization reach out to me to share about what you all are doing across the state as a breast cancer research effort, an organization that's very special to a lot of people across the state, and to bring awareness to what you all do.
Absolutely. You know, 1 in 8 women and 1 in 1,000 men will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. And, you know, everyone knows someone whose life has been touched. And our organization is here in the Mountain Brook, Birmingham area. And our whole goal is to raise money for breast cancer research right here in Alabama. So from top to bottom across the state, we're raising dollars for research.
Beth, what brought you to this organization? Did you have a background in nonprofits prior to taking this work on?
I did. I worked with the USO up in Washington, D.C., and Habitat for Humanity here in the Birmingham area. But I fell in love with, when I was looking for my next step, I met one of the co-founders of the BCRFA and did an interview, and I fell in love with the organization, and it's so important. Now, at that time, I had no ties, personal ties to breast cancer. Since then, my sister was diagnosed 2 years ago, and she's doing great. But this organization was started in 1996 as a grassroots effort to raise money for research because they felt like that would ultimately make the big difference in people's lives, you know, for decades to come. So, since then, we've invested almost $14 million in breast cancer research, all right here in Alabama.
The thing about the stats that you gave earlier is that even if someone is not affected currently, there's a possibility, a good possibility, that they will know someone in the future who is affected by breast cancer. And as you mentioned, both men and women are affected by this.
Absolutely, that's correct. So really, it does. Like I said, I didn't have personal, it hadn't been in our family history at all. Never, not that we had known. I've had friends that have been diagnosed, and it's just, it is very, very common. So we know that research saves lives. You know, it provides new treatment tools and diagnostics, and they're even looking at prevention and looking at survivorship and how things worked. So we are supporting research across all of those lanes. Last year, we invested $1.275 million in 30 research projects from Huntsville down to Mobile at, you know, 7 different partner research institutes.
And there are people out there who look at genetics and then say, well, that's probably not going to affect me. And unfortunately, that's not the case, and we need to stay on top of this. Just because it hasn't been in your family history doesn't mean that you shouldn't go and get checked and make sure that you don't have the markers, you know, the things that are lending itself to breast cancer or having an early diagnosis where you can catch it.
Absolutely. You know, you can do genetic screening, and that will tell you for BRCA1, BRCA2, there's lots of different genetic markers that they can look at. That doesn't mean you'll get breast cancer or that you won't. It just increases the odds that you may encounter breast cancer. But, you know, screening is so important. So I encourage everyone to get your mammograms, know your family history, because if you have history of breast cancer in your family, you can access screenings earlier, then you might look at genetic screenings and all these different types of things. So being aware of your family history, doing screenings to catch it early, because early detection is very important in outcomes. So it's just be aware, know your history. Don't be scared to go to the doctor. If something doesn't feel right, check it out.
How big of a part would you say that for the Breast Cancer Research Foundation education is?
We invest in research. That's our main goal. We do provide awareness and education as well. But our whole goal is to raise money through a variety of different ways in order to fund research projects. We are not doctors. We are not, you know, we raise dollars. We do a lot of special events. But we have a team of medical experts. We have a medical advisory council who reviews all the proposals that we receive from researchers at places like Hudson Alpha, at UAB, the Comprehensive Cancer Center, at Southern Research, at Auburn, at Alabama, at Mitchell Cancer Institute down in Mobile, Tuskegee, Alabama State. So all of these different places, we have folks on the ground to help get the word out about the funding opportunities so that we receive proposals to look at and say, hey, we can invest in that. We can make that possible. We can help get that research done. And that's what we do.
And how do you go about seeing that the money that's being spent on the research is successful, that you have something that's tangible that you can say, this is where we've gotten to this point, thanks to the money that's been contributed?
Well, a lot of the research that we're investing in is we provide seed dollars. So when someone has a great idea and they've got some data, but not enough data, so we will actually step in the space and provide a grant to help them get to test their theory, test their hypothesis, secure data so that then they can go after multi-million dollar grants. So from like the National Institutes of Health or National Cancer Institute or the Department of Defense, you know, you have to have very concrete data in order to be able to get those type of multi-million dollar grants. So we kind of step into that space and then bring those dollars to Alabama, you know, because we're funding research here. So that when people submit proposals to us, they have their research goals and aims, and they have measurables that they are striving after, and they provide reporting back to us, and then we see them go after and get these large grants. Or they might pivot their research in a different direction if it didn't, you know, if they found something different. So that's really what we're doing. We've some of the research that we've invested in has resulted in patents. Some of it's resulted in new drugs, you know, and we can't say, hey, this person's life was saved, you know, in particular, but we know that that's what's happening.
Right. And as you mentioned, this does give those who have an idea a stepping stone that leads to the bigger grants that they can receive for the research, but they have to have more detail, more background, and this helps them to get to that point.
It absolutely does.
That's wonderful. And so you do fundraising across the state of Alabama. You said you were at Enterprise earlier today.
Yes.
And there are events that you organize, and spreading the word through media outlets like the Mark White Show and other news outlets, getting the word out. Who all come to support these efforts? What have you seen as far as people who come to support these particular events that you have? What is the vast majority of contributors and supporters?
There are a variety. You know, it depends on where the event is. Like, we have a Bow Up Against Breast Cancer coming up in Coleman. It's May 20th and 21st. So with that event, it's at Coleman Archery Park. And it's a 3D archery tournament. And you will have researchers come in from other states to support it, or across the state as well. But we have some folks that have come in from Tennessee and Mississippi. It just depends on the year who comes in. But those, so there's that group. And then we have an event coming up in September, A Disc Golf Goes Pink, down in Calera. So that's a totally different demographic of people that might do disc golf versus doing archery. And then we have a motorcycle ride in Pelham in September. We have a golf tournament. So really, it's you'd be amazed. You know, people in Alabama are so philanthropic and want to make a difference. And so people will come. We've had, you know, for the archery tournament, someone came to us and said, would you be interested in partnering with us? We would. Mm-hmm. And so that's resulted, you know, 12 years later, the event has raised over $225,000 for breast cancer research through a community. You know, so it's just really fun to see everybody wanting to get together. We do a 5K here in Birmingham. So we try and stand in a space where different people from, you know, across the state, all walks of life, you know, just everybody can dive in. Just because, like we talked about at the beginning, people know many people's lives have been touched. So they, it's a very concrete, tangible way to step in and help save lives.
right now, folks, we're talking to Beth Davis. She is the CEO and president of the Breast Cancer Research Foundation of Alabama. Glad to be here in Mountain Brook today as we talk about the research that goes into breast cancer and the researchers that are out there who want to have grants, who need the support to be able to follow through with their research, the ideas, the concepts that they have. I hope you'll stick with us as we talk a little bit more about the fundraising side of things and the event that's coming up in particular on May the 20th and 21st in Coleman, Alabama. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area. Welcome back to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Mountain Brook, Alabama, as I talk with CEO and President of the Breast Cancer Research Foundation of Alabama, Beth Davis. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Beth.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. We've talked about the research. We've talked about those who want an opportunity to be able to expand their ideas when it comes to research, this organization gives them an opportunity to do that. You even mentioned that maybe at some of these events you'll have researchers that show up, that travel, that come to these events and support it, so you actually can see the people who are doing the research.
We actually did. We had a barbecue competition in April, and one of our researchers that we've invested funds in was there as one of our judges. So, you know, it's really fun.
How big of a team do you have to organize these events?
We have 3 full-time staff members and 1 part-time staff. So we Wow. are a small crew, but we're lean and mean.
And able to accomplish a lot.
That's right.
And that should be a lesson to people listening to how you can accomplish a lot with a few people. I know it extends beyond that because when you get there, you probably have people who have volunteered and jump in to be a part of, whether it's in Coleman or Calera or wherever you're going to be at, that you have other people who jump in and say, we want to support this too, right?
We definitely do. So with a lot of our events, there are committees, you know, of different people who help put the event on. And then we actually have a great core of volunteers at the BCRFA that come out and help attend our events, and maybe they're helping at the registration table, or we have people come by and help us fold t-shirts, and we have different, you know, because it takes a village to put on these events when you have a small team. But it really is, you know, people are passionate about our mission, and so they're willing to lean in and help.
And I'm guessing the group is made up of people who have battled breast cancer, who have overcome it or in the middle of their battle at the same time?
Many of our volunteers or organizers have had either breast cancer or had a family member or a friend who has battled the disease. That's not a prerequisite to volunteer for the BCRFA. You know, obviously people can sign up to volunteer at our website, which is bcrfa.org. Or, you know, come see us in Coleman on May 20th and 21st at Bow Up Against Breast Cancer. That event was started 12 years ago. Someone just came up and said, would you be interested in, you know, doing an archery tournament? And, you know, we think people would love to get involved. And they certainly did. And it's really, it's a fun event. It is, it's 3D, so it's not just bullseye targets. They're animal shaped with little bullseyes on them. And this isn't, well, there are traditional bows out there, but then there are some that are the compound bows with gears. And, you know, there's tons. They look very different right. than the ones I shot when I was in high school. But it's a really family friendly event. You know, people can register the day of the event, or they can register online at our website in advance, which is bow-up.org. And, you know, it's $25 for adults and $15 for youth. And it's youth is 15 and under. And then you can do teams. It starts at 7 a.m. It's a Saturday-Sunday tournament, and if you want to shoot it twice, you can. You can do a second registration. But really, it opens up at 7 a.m., and our last group goes out at 2, and there's different targets. It's kind of like, if you haven't been to one of them, it's kind of like in golf, you know, there's different holes. There's different targets that you're shooting at that you just progress through. But people show up as families and shoot together. And just there's a really strong camaraderie among the group. Last year, we had someone who had never shot a tournament before who was just like, I want to do this. And we're like, come on, we'll pair you up with somebody. So we put them with people who had done more tournaments so that they could talk about scoring and things like that. So it's really a friendly group of folks. And it's a 2-day tournament. And then at the end on Sunday afternoon, we do awards in the various categories, depending on your age, the different types of shooting that you're doing. There's different classes, and it's just a lot of fun. And hopefully we'll raise a lot of money.
I hope so, too. And someone who's been very vocal about the breast cancer journey here in Birmingham is Pam Huff with ABC 3340. I've shared about her journey through the Mark White Show so people could follow. And when someone like that has a diagnosis of breast cancer and they're willing to open up and to share, it does bring awareness. And hopefully someone like that can connect with you all and maybe help advance your efforts because of what she's gone through. I know she's doing very well right now. I've seen the previous post. She was in the on the beach with her husband lately.
Yes.
So we're glad that Pam has had success with her journey. But I also appreciate the fact that she's willing to share, because it is going to make a difference when it comes to the community that's affected by breast cancer, and helping to encourage and inspire and motivate people who may have been a little reluctant prior to seeing someone like Pam go through what she's gone through.
Absolutely. It really is very helpful when people, because, you know, some people are shy with their story, or don't, you know, not sure what to, you know, if, you know, with chemotherapy, you can lose your hair, you know, and they're different things, and people are anxious. So when you have someone in the public spotlight that's willing to share their journey and what they're going through, I think that is very helpful, as well as talking to people. There's another organization here in Birmingham that's a great resource called Forge, that pairs people going through the journey, the breast cancer journey, with a mentor, someone to talk to, which is great. You know, breast cancer can be attacked from so many different directions. I mean, it's wonderful that, you know, we're leaning in from the research side, and when you've got people that can help walk alongside, stand alongside people as they're going through their journey as well, it's wonderful.
I hope that people will support the efforts that you have across the state. Where can they find all the list of events? I know you have a website, if you'll share that.
We do. It's bcrfa.org. And there's a link there for our upcoming events. There's links there to make a donation. There's also information. One thing we haven't spoken about is our specialty license plate, which is the breast cancer research license plate. It's the gray one with the pink ribbon. And everything that we receive from that goes straight to research. And last year we raised over $600,000 just with that tag. And it's $50 to sign up on top of your regular registration. And once you do it, you can personalize it if you want to, or you can just get a standard tag. But once you sign up, until you opt out, it will just automatically renew for you. So it's you don't have to worry about it, you know, once you do it one time. And that really is so helpful for us. And it's also like raising awareness as you're driving around town.
That's great. And again, we want people to attend the Coleman Archers Bow Up Against Breast Cancer, the 12th annual event in Coleman, Alabama, and the website that you gave again for people to sign up.
It's bow-up.org.
We appreciate your work, Beth, with the Breast Cancer Research Foundation here in Alabama, and the support. We appreciate your efforts to bring research about for those who are battling cancer, and it does give them hope when they know that there are people out there who are working to fund this research to help make things happen. Because I can't imagine, the diagnosis comes and you want to fight it. You want to be able to get through it and overcome it. And to know that there are people out there that are working toward making things better for those who are battling cancer in this form has to be hopeful for those people.
It does. I believe it does provide hope.
Beth Davis, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
And I appreciate you. Thank you for allowing me to join you and help spread the word about who we are and what we do, and hope people will dive on in.
Let's do it again sometime.
All right. Thank you.
Beth Davis, CEO and President of Breast Cancer Research Foundation of Alabama. We appreciate her being on the Mark White Show today in Mountain Brook, Alabama. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by the show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Special kind of hero, hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.